that. She disrespects you and all that. And then you'd be like, God damn, whatever happened? This is the fake gold I'm telling you about. You got to understand something. When a woman is getting on your roster, okay, and this is why I tell you guys that loving yourself is so important. When a woman is on your roster, do you know what it's going to take for her to get on your roster? Okay, let me. And again, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just going to say the alpha or the man roster here. I'm not talking about the human shit. But to get on my roster, you got to go through AAA. You got to go through the farm system. And then
yes, after, you got to go through the Jedi trials.
Yeah, you got to go through Mount Azuma.
It's a booty call until you get through those Jedi trials.
Oh, you got work to do. And then when you get on the roster, do you remember my roster used to be 1 through 10? So the only the top three I'm going to give a little more attention to. So you got to climb and fight and stab, kill, do whatever you need to do to get up on the roster. But what the humans do, and this is no offense, guys, and oh, please, you got to understand, you are what you are right now. You allow these people in by the stuff that they say. They're the best actresses in the world. They know how to use the gator teeth. You know, my puppy died, and you know they'll start crying. You'll be like, oh, my God. And they know how to work you. And listen, I'm going to play. I got to play this clip. Jay, I'm going to throw it to you.
Before you go there, let me just tell
you. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
When it comes to intellectual women, there are...
Hello, welcome to the Dangerous Women.
I'm sorry, Jay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And what I would do is if it's an arrow you're using, you know how we always talk about arrows and jack-of-all-trades, you got to be able to talk to people on their level and stuff. If you can go that way and be sexual with a woman, there's no problem with that. But what we're saying is, what if she's not an intellectual person? And then what do you do in the middle of that conversation? So that's why I was asking, what are you meeting in and what are you determining that she's intellectual? I could have an intellectual conversation with anybody. But the thing is, it's got to be the appropriate setting and it's got to be the appropriate person. So don't run that as my game, that I'm going to just go out and say, blah, 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 and oh, touche, and all that bullshit, which is anybody, because if you do that with the wrong person, they're going to look at you like you're fucking crazy, too. So you got to be able to know who you're doing this to and make sure you choose the right people.
Okay. Go ahead, Stanley.
Maybe one thing also, make sure that when you do those things, and I have to agree what Dean said, please put yourself in the guard.
Hello, welcome.
You know, when you're being when you're talking to them and being intellectual, and like he says, as soon as, let's say, you get a relationship with her and she does try to test you or try to play, start saying, I don't want to talk intellectual. All those time I was talking to you wasn't the real me, which you will see over time. You got to prepare yourself for that. Maybe she's just talking to you, like he said, just to trap you and say, you know what, I got this guy. I just got him. And I could just disrespect him, do whatever he want. I got him. He's not going to leave me. He likes me for my intellect. Please, don't get trapped like Dean just said.
Yeah, the basic golden rule, treat them all like a booty call. You can intellectually treat somebody like a booty call.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, with the roster, how do you know, like, when a girl has earned it?
Basically, you got to sit there and think of your needs as a man.
Yeah.
You got to think of your level of a man. If she questions or she fights against any of you, your part of you being a man, if she goes against the grain, if when she touches you, it feels like fucking sandpaper because that's how much she's going against the grain. No. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? If she goes against the grain, she is not nothing but a fucking booty call.
Absolutely.
It takes time.
And please understand, I want you to be happy. I want you to have women, but it's not going to happen. This is now, guys, and this is why we do what we do, and I warn you about this, and a lot of you guys have dealt with this. And matter of fact, I'm not trying to put you out there, Stanley, but you dealt with this when we're about to play.
I'm the first one to tell you that.
Right.
I had to come to Dean, and I had to get checked, and he didn't sugarcoat it to me. I listened to what he said.
Not at all.
I listened, and he came hard to me, and I said, hey, you know, he was like, yo, I expected more from that from you, Stanley. You know what you need to do. You know what you... And I had to come back in 2012 and say, you know what? I know what I have to do. I know exactly what I have to do. I just, and like you said, you never, ever put your guard down when you're a man. Ever. You're a man or you're not.
Okay.
And that's one thing that stayed in my mind.
Okay, well, this is the thing I want to say. I didn't want to say that for you. I'm not trying to put you out. I'm just wanting to say this for guys out there. And this is what I want. And guys, please, if you are listening to this show right here, this is the one I want you to keep and listen to and listen to and listen to, because what you're about to hear, and I'm going to let this shit play. I'm going to show you how women hunt you down, how they present fool's gold to you. This is beautiful. This is like a Mona Lisa. But remember, guys, as long as you're sitting around crying, as long as you're pointing the finger, this is going to be you. So, guys, sit back, relax. Listen, I'm going to play this thing in its entirety. And I want you to listen to this, 510. Listen to this, okay? This is called Fool's Gold, okay? Fool's Gold. And listen to how these women hunt these guys down. It's fucking beautiful. Check this out.
We're going to look at some of the ways dangerous women are prepared to trick a man into marrying her. Women who are serious or desperate to find a husband invariably learn about a book that boasts sales of more than 1 million copies. It's called The Rules. If your girlfriend is in possession of this book, watch out. You're possibly what the authors describe as live prey. In fact, the authors also suggest quite strongly that this is a book that should be kept out of sight. This is why, because she may adopt the following tactics. She will never say or show that getting married is on her mind, even when it is. She rarely, if ever, calls you or even returns your calls. She wants you to do all the running to make it look as though she doesn't need you or even want you. She wants you to think of her as a challenge. Then, further down the line, when you've put so much effort into winning her, you'll then be less likely to dump her. She's taught to make sure that whenever you're on the phone together, she will be the person who always ends the conversation. She always wants to leave you hungry for more. She makes a point of not answering your phone to you to create the impression that she's too busy or is in such demand from other men. This might not be at all true, but she wants you to think other men want her. The authors believe that most men will fight harder to win a girl if they think they've got competition. Part of that is about her deliberately appearing to be emotionally cool towards you. She's also encouraged not to show she's jealous or insecure. She's told to never appear needy, even though she might be an extremely needy individual. She's advised to never ask you where you've been or who you've been seeing. This helps her perpetuate the appearance that she's not being that bothered. She always acts as if everything is great, even if it isn't. In fact, she's told to always look and sound happy and upbeat, even if it's an act. She will also act to look as though she's independent, so that you don't feel as though she's expecting you to look after her and care for her, even though that is her objective. She won't agree to see you more than twice a week. She may claim that she's not available, even if she is. She's told that she must never accept an invitation for a weekend date if you ask her after a Wednesday of that week. She doesn't want you to think that she can be called last minute, and she'll say yes. She learns to gently insist that you have to arrange your schedule around her. A girl who's read this book is also told to never have sex with a guy until at least after 3 dates. She's told to dump any guy who doesn't give her expensive romantic presents for her birthday. She's also advised not to live with you or even leave her things at your place. She wants to condition you into thinking that if you want to see her 7 days a week, you have to marry her. If you're in a long-term relationship with a girl who wants to get married, she may claim that she's pregnant. Now, this is sometimes just to see how you respond. I mean, genuine accidents happen, of course. But if it does happen, calmly ask her how she feels about it. When, not if she asks you how it makes you feel, tell her that you want children only when they're planned. If she pushes you into tell her what she should do about it, if she's pregnant, don't be drawn on that. If she's manipulating you, that is the trap. politely and considerately say you're prepared to sit down to discuss it properly if or when a pregnancy test proves positive. As if the prevalence of sexually transmitted disease weren't enough, accidental pregnancy is a key reason to always use a condom when having sex with a single woman who may want children when you don't. Particularly unscrupulous and dangerous women will deliberately get themselves pregnant if they suspect that their boyfriend will do the honourable thing and then ask her to marry him. A lot of men do. Now, if any girl exhibits a combination of any of these behaviours, she's almost certainly working on you, so be very careful. The book I've been talking about has been described as an approach to manipulate an unsuspecting man into committing himself to a marriage that he thinks was all his own idea. The authors claim that if you follow their rules, the reader can be rest assured that her husband will treat her like a queen even when he's angry with her because...
All right, we'll stop right there. 510, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
No, it's not pretty bad. It's just how life is. But yeah. I want to talk about life for a second. 510, you hang tight. I want to talk about life for a second.
And being...
Yes.
The other thing we have to mention to you guys may be unaware of this, but... Even though that book has sold a million copies, that is something that we've discussed, like for all those people who've listened for a long time, like people who've listened as long as Stanley has. We've told you guys that women, they train their daughters with that same mindset.
Now, wait.
There's like when women deal with their daughters, this is something they do in secret that they don't tell their husbands and things like that. But
yeah,
that mindset is beyond this book.
Now,
so don't. Just worry about the
Hold on a second. We got a few minutes. 510, you hang tight. 510, you hang tight. Now, I hate to, God, man. I guess this is probably the 34th email, so I might as well fucking address this. Stanley, do you have something to tell us?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Yes. One thing that I have to address, of the what she was talking about, that happened to one of my boys. When the girl
Stan. I'm not talking about that, Stan. I don't know why I'm getting all these Mode 1 emails. God, you're fluttering. People, stop fluttering my inbox with this shit. I'll handle it one time. Stan, do you have anything to say to us, Stan? Anything?
Why? Because I went to Alan Rogers Curry site.
I don't know. People are saying you've been talking a lot of cash shit. You've been wishy-washy. You've been saying you've been talking shit about us. I'm not about drama.
I didn't talk. All right, no, I didn't talk shit about you.
Okay, I'm just asking because I just asked one time and you say yeah, I'm gonna take your word as a man. I'm not covering
no,
all.
I didn't. No,
okay.
Of course not. I had nothing bad to say about you.
I don't know why I got my email box is flooded with emails saying watch out for Stan, he's playing you. Watch out for Stan, they're sending me these clips for these Mo 1 TV shows and all this other shit. So again,
I went to Alan Rogers Curry show on Thursday, and I did listen to one of his shows, which was
you have every right to do. No, I'm did, listen to me, please. You have every right to listen to who you want to listen to. No, I'm just want to say you have every right to listen. We are not a cult. You can listen to whoever you want to listen to. Right?
I never said that you're a cult. Why would I say something bad with you, Dean? You're the first one that I came up when I had a problem and everything, and
Stan,
I give you respect for that.
And I hate to go off track, but this is what I'm talking about. This is all I'm saying. This is what men do, guys. We asked a simple question. He gave me a simple answer. And I'm going to take him for his word. That's all I can do. So that's how you handle it. There's no more running, crying, and please, guys, stop. Stan, you got a bunch of people sending me a fucking bunch of emails about you. And I'm not trying to be messy, but I'm just saying they're trying to look out. That's all I'm saying. So I just had to ask. I'm going to take your word for it so we'll continue the show. But I'm done with it. I asked a question. You said no. I take your word as a man, so that's fine. But now, getting back on track, 510. You there, man?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize. I'm sorry, man. I just had to. That's how you handle shit. Now, look, 510. Listen to me. 510. The thing is, yeah. What worries me so much about the call that you made, and I think it's going to worries Jay also, is that you're ready to invest. You know what Jay, you're a historian. When was the California gold rush? When was that shit?
49.
Duh. 49. Damn, dude. Thank you. I feel stupid now. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. No, I admit, hey, I didn't know that one. All right, thank you. So let me explain something, 510, what's going on. The California gold rush, there were people out there telling guys, you know what, sell your home, sell this. I got this great plot of land. And what they would do is they would put little fake pieces of gold in that area and say, oh, my God, I found some gold. Do you want this land? Give me your money and take their motherfucking money. They were doing this back in, was it 1849, they were doing this. So 510, what a woman does, and I'm not saying all women, okay?
A lot of them.
And
more than a million, even though only a million have that book, because they're trained to from their parents and their mother.
Dude, I don't want to play that clip. Do you want to play the clip about the cookies, dog? You don't want me to do that, do you? I don't want to do that. I don't know if I should do that. I might hurt some feelings. I might piss some women off. See, let me explain something, 510. The women have an underground working syndicate or society. It is a society that it goes way beyond these PUA layers, okay? Women teach women how to hunt you humans down all the time. They start at a very young dog. I gotta play it now, Jay. I have no choice. I gotta play it now. God damn it. Oh shit. I got it.
This is one of those things that's out there, and
yes,
a lot of people don't know it, that women have been doing this for centuries.
Now, I'm going to play a little clip, and this is a seven-year-old girl, okay?
You can tell from her voice that she's young as fuck.
Seven-year-old girl. Let me get to the part. Here we go. Let me see. Here you go. Listen. There you go.
Sure, when it comes to money and men.
Listen, here you go.
I wanted to get married to a guy that's financially secure, financing that he be able to provide for.
I know that you told her something about cookies.
Yes. It's this little boy in her class. He's always trying to talk to her, and I tell him that if he can give her a cookie during lunchtime, then he can talk to her. If he can't, don't talk to him.
It's just a
stop right there. Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
That's conditioning the girl. Do y'all understand that?
You guys.
The mom is conditioning the girl to basically say, if that kid wants to talk to you, he's got to give you something.
He has to give you something. And then on top of that, when she gets a little bit older, mom is going to pull her aside and I don't know if she's going to pull out a quarter like I always do, but she's going to say, sweetheart, come over here. Let me talk to you for a second. Watch what I do to dad for a second. Just watch this for a second, sweetheart. Harold, bring your ass over here. And you better sit down and be quiet. Oh, yes, honey, I'm sorry. I apologize. You make me sick. Just get out of my face. And she's going to turn around to her daughter and say, you see that? That's how you control them. Wow, mommy, how do you do that? Well, sweetheart, you don't have to do anything. Because you have something that all these human males want. You have something that all
she
these
call them men.
No, because she warned she has men. But she has another talk about us. See,
that's if she's been warned or has dealt with us.
Well, what happens, and this is what I'm trying to tell you, 510. This is very important. What happens is that they are trained from a very young age. And I'm not knocking the women for doing that. I knock the guys for kissing. Again, if she wants you to give her a cookie at age 7, then guess what? Go ahead and do it. You know? Wait a second. Did I?
But the rest of that clip, and it's fast just to tell you what's going on, is when they start showing them pictures of different men and different occupation, and the girl's like, no, I couldn't date him. And some of those girls are young. Because they're already being conditioned that you only want the one with money, and you're going to use your female powers to get them.
Yeah.
So that's what y'all need to be warned. These were little girls.
Because
that's what they're being raised to do and think.
Yes. When we put out the free boot camp, we talked about the women hunting you men down. Now, 510, you seem like you're a very smart young man. You're very intellectual. You got things going for you. Do you know what? She's licking her chops right now. You know why she?
Bro, I mean, how do you know that?
Like, okay, wait. Let me play the. Listen to this. Listen. This is.
I mean, I know there are girls like that, but I feel like I can.
Okay,
I can see the red flag.
No, you okay? Okay,
kind of girls.
Okay, understand this, 510, and again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Not trying to be mean. I just got to be honest. Yeah. Okay. Right now, you're blind. You're blind because you can't see what's coming your way. You only think what you see is a lot of guys do that. No one, then you're the only guy. You see a pretty woman, y'all think y'all get along, you want to marry, then all of a sudden everything works out. You think about your last girlfriend. Y'all broke up. Why weren't y'all together if you thought she was the one? You know what I mean?
I'm not saying I think the girl is the one.
Well, another reason is Tony don't feel disrespected is because these women will run that shit on us too.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my God.
So we're not saying they're just going to run it on you.
They're going to run on, and listen to this, I just want
to run it on anybody.
Now
so they would run it on us, and they're very good at covering those flags. They're trained to cover those flags. You got to look at them as that serial killer.
Yes.
And when you go to the scene, there is no evidence left.
Yeah, and you got to. This is why you have to put them through the AAA.
Exactly.
Because you have to see what I'm saying is if you run a business, and I think Stanley, you're still on. All right, Stanley, you still on? Stanley. Okay, Stanley was not here anymore. So if you're running if you run a business. And you want to have a profitable business, you're going to make sure that every person that comes through that goddamn door that works for you is going to go through an application process, a background check process, and a maybe some type of test to see if they have the smarts to do what you need to do to make money. So you're going to do that, okay?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do because you want your company to survive. Now,
so not only that, you got to also think when you've been there, you get your annual reviews. You get your six-month review first.
Yes.
Your annual review, things like that, right?
Absolutely.
You're always coming back and testing on these things to make sure that you have the right employees, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. But 510, this is where I want to play. This is where it might shock you. But they sat down a bunch of kids, little girls, from ages 7 to 12, I think it was. And they started showing these little girls pictures of businessmen and stuff. And listen to what they say. Listen to this.
These cute and adorable little girls, ranging from different cultures and different backgrounds, represent the future women of America.
Okay, it's 6 to 12. Age 6 to 12.
With the help of specialist Cooper Long, we wanted to see at what age do girls start recognizing men with money and have their first impressions already been made concerning happiness and wealth.
Okay, between these two, who would you rather marry? Why did you choose the business guy?
Because he's rich.
Okay. Would anybody marry him?
Now they're asking, would anybody marry the fast food worker, okay? And listen to what they say.
Better job, I would marry him. People wouldn't really like him because he's touching like racist stuff.
I think marrying someone who works on Wall Street would be better because they would share the same value.
What kind of values does somebody on Wall Street have?
To make money and have a nice lifestyle.
Stop right. See what I'm saying? 510. What I'm saying is this. Think about this for a second. Jay Murph and I and Rhyme can go all around the world to every strip club in this whole planet. And we put a sign down that says, don't pay the strippers because all they're doing is shaking your ass and make you feel good to take your money. We can go over to every strip club and do that. And guess what happened? You think the men would read that? They may read it,
no,
but they're not going to pay attention to it because they don't understand what it means to be a man. They don't.
And you know what the scary thing is, 510?
What?
The year that they said a six-year-old was saying that.
The
How does
six-year-old
even know about that shit?
A six-year-old say, "I want a man with money."
Is that not disgusting?
Because their parents teach them that, right?
Well, but
because their mother.
But
don't even say parents.
But guess what, mom also guess what?
A real dad.
But guess what, mom also teaches them. Guess what, mom? Not only money, but control of the household, because she knows. You understand? Some kids watch and pick up and learn more than parents can give him credit for. And if kids see, if a boy sees daddy getting punked by mommy, he's going to turn more emotional. More, he's going to generate more feelings. He's not going to know how to stand up to a woman. And that's where you get the little bitchy guy. That's when he's running around bitching and loving on other men and bitching and protecting other men because he doesn't know how to be a man. With girls, they learn that, you know what? Shoot, this is how you get a man. This is how you control a man. So all I have to do is put on a little bit of makeup, wear a tight outfit, and you mean to tell me these guys are going to spend money on me and buy me dinners? They're going to give me flowers and clothes, and they're going to bend over backwards? And all I got to do is dress up in something sexy? You see what I'm saying, 510? And understand this. I know when you start to have feelings for a female, okay? I know it's hard sometimes to hear somebody try to reason with you and try to explain to you why it's important to put her through like I say, you've only known her for a week, okay? 510?
Yeah.
What do you know about her? What do you know about her?
Well, there's actually two girls, but I'll talk about the first one, I guess. I don't know. She's like really, she's actually from France. She's a really intelligent girl, educated. I mean, she's got goals and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I honestly enjoy spending time with her. And
okay, stop.
I know
that sounds wrong. That's fine.
No. There's absolutely nothing wrong with
right.
that.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with saying I enjoy spending time with somebody.
Absolutely.
But look, guess what? I got something to tell you, man. Did you know that I can play basketball just as good as Michael Jordan?
What about Michael Jordan?
I can play basketball just as good as Michael Jordan. Did you know that?
Nope.
Does that make sense to you? Do you believe me?
No.
Of course not, right? So, what we're saying is until it is all these things, like you say, she has goals and everything. Look, man, somebody can have a goal. Are you striving towards that goal?
Mm-hmm.
You see, I can take this onto another level. Like, so, it's great that you have goals, but what are you doing to get there? Do you see this drive? Are you visually seeing it at all times and not just in front of you? So you always got to be on your guard. The beautiful thing is I'm going to tie this back to what the dean was talking about earlier. Above the top, right? And what we were saying about the Kobe Bryant commercial above the top and how it relates to us is that we are always sharpening our sword. Always. You notice the dean tells me all the time, he's married and he's still sharpening his sword, right?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all view the dean at the top, but dean's trying to go way above the top.
Yeah.
So he's always going to keep himself protected.
Always.
You see what I'm saying? Always could keep himself protected. And this is why I was saying you got to keep the constant, you got to have your check-ins, like you as I said, with a job, your first employee, when they're employed, you have the 3-month evaluation at 6 month and all these things. So you got to always be ready you got to always be ready is what we're trying to tell you.
Okay.
Always
so
be
ready.
Never drop your
defenses. Can you talk about like the situation I'm in like right now with this girl? Like, what should I do to, you know, make sure, how do I know when it's ready?
Well, okay,
to put her on the roster.
Okay, here's the thing. Have you been with her for a week? Have y'all done anything physical? Be honest. Have y'all done anything physical?
No.
Okay.
So you're definitely not ready yet.
You're definitely not ready, number one. But number two is, let me explain something to you. If a woman is really, truly into you, not to say she's going to sleep with you, but she's going to give you some indications, not just talking. She's going to give you some physical type of indication that there's a little bit of interest, there's a little bit more. I mean, for all I know, the way y'all sound like, y'all are the best of friends. What has she done to
actually, you know what? Let me talk about the other girl.
Okay, let's go.
Can I do that? I met this other girl at the club or whatever. I talked with her for like half an hour, and like
At a club?
I kissed her at the end, and, you know, I was, like, feeling her all over and stuff. And I think she's a really cool girl. She's, like, she's similar to this other girl. She's, like, educated, you know, she's got gold and everything. And I haven't seen her since, but we've been, you know, talking and everything.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Here's a few red flags. Here's a few problems.
Yeah.
You're at a club, and you're talking to someone for, like, 30 minutes, and then you kiss her. What was so special about you? And I'm not trying to be, and you don't want you to answer. What was so special about you that she found you so attractive she wouldn't kiss you? What was that? What do you think it was?
About me?
Yes. What do you think it was?
I don't know. I was showing alpha traits, I guess.
Well, let me ask you a question. What are you trying to be when you, what are you studying in school?
I'm done with school. I'm an engineer, actually.
Ah, okay. An engineer. There, you see, I knew. Do you understand what I'm saying right here? And I'm sure.
Does
and please,
she know you're an engineer?
Yeah, I'm sure she did. Don't lie. I'm sure you told her you was an engineer, did you? Be honest.
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm trying to connect. I want you. No, I'm not. Again, I'm not for.
No, we're not. We're not trying to look. It could be sincere.
It could be sincere.
What we're doing is we're presenting the other side to you.
Yes.
You got to be able to see this from all angles, right?
When if I were to walk up to a woman and said that, you know what, I'm from the islands of Munda, and you know I'm a king there, you know, and you know these are my bodyguards and all this other stuff. What happens is the sound of money to a woman is security, okay?
Yeah.
And some women will be more affectionate towards you. Again, they're hunting you. Let me explain something. It's no different than what the PUA guys do to the PUA guys do to these young men taking their money. What they do is they present them with some fake gold. Here's a magic pill. You can get these women. If you follow if you take this 2-day boot camp, okay. So when you're with a woman, when you say the word engineer, doctor, accountant, astronaut, a scientist, anything that has a bunch of zero, anything that has a bunch
anything
of zeros,
that, anything that at the end of saying that you hear cha-ching. Okay, that's what we're saying. And you know, in the eyes of most women, engineer. And trust me, I got a lot of friends who are engineers. I know not all engineers get even paid on that level, but just the sound of that.
But here's the thing that it worries me. Here's the thing I got to ask you, because we only got like 10 minutes. Here's the thing I want to ask you. How did your job come up in the conversation? Did you put it out there, or did she give you what told you what she was doing or asked you what you were doing? How did that come up?
She was like asking questions about me. Like I told her, I just moved here to the city, and she, you know, she's asking like why I was here. I said, "Oh, I got a new job."
Okay. This is.
You're the one who lives in Austin, right?
Yeah, this one. This is.
Okay. Yeah. What's up,
man? This is what we tell you. When I have a conversation with a woman, she doesn't know she won't know what the hell I do. For weeks, because it's none of her fucking business what the fuck I do, because I'm not here trying to press her. Not to say you were trying to press her. What I'm saying is that you don't need when you
I
go
got a
with.
Story for you.
All right, Jay. Go
I got a story for you. This is short. When I was in college, I changed majors 3 times. Okay, ask me why. In every single major I saw the same fucking girl in one of those goddamn classes. That doesn't make sense. But she's not in college for... This girl was bad, dude. This bitch was bad. But she's not in college to get a fucking degree. She is. She's there to get her MRS degree. There's women out there that are like that, man.
They're out there to just get married. They're out...
Just to get married, just to find suckers.
Yes.
Things like that. Did that make sense to you? I switched majors 3 times and saw a girl and... That's a red flag right there.
And one more thing is that when you have the conversations you're having, is just as bad as
that's
a guy.
That's one of those who, what, where, when, why.
It's just as bad as a guy using the pickup lines, because you have a scarlet letter. You've got, you're marked. You've got this mark.
And we're not saying that this is true, but we're saying you got to be careful about this
right.
in the future.
She
may be sincere, so we're not trying to tell you that she's not sincere. We don't know her.
We're
giving you the realism of what people do.
Yeah, but the mark happens a few ways. The mark happens when you don't know how to act like a man, you get marked. The mark happens when you are defending other men. The mark happens when you don't know how to have good conversations with women without asking the who, what, where, why, and how kind of questions. You get marked and labeled by this woman as somebody that, you know what, I just give him a little bit of affection. I rub his leg a little bit. I kiss him. I do all these other things. And he's going to be head over heels for me because why? He doesn't even know himself. He doesn't know himself.
I got a question for you as well. How did you end up contacting her after the club? How did that whole thing happen? You took her number, you gave her your business card, what?
You called her, didn't you?
I got her number.
Oh.
Yeah, I figured,
I've been doing this for like 6 months. I've gone through the whole five girls a day thing.
510.
What about your business card?
510.
Dude, you should have business
cards
already.
Honestly, I'm at a point, I can honestly say, like, I really don't care about girls that much. I'm not falling for these girls, trust me.
What we are going to tell you is you're going to have women that are going to want you to create that situation like we just played where you like can't shit go wrong. Hopefully you're just out there trying to fuck. Hopefully. Yeah. Or at least have your fun. If you're not into the whole game of fucking, that's cool. You know, I understand that.
So wait, if you're not into that, why did you kiss her then? Who was the kiss for?
I am trying to fuck these girls.
Oh, okay.
He's saying he's just trying to fuck.
But then if that's the case, don't ever tell them what you do for a living.
And not only that,
when they ask me.
Well, we say I work. I got a job. I mean, you know, you know what? Sometimes if you ever ask a girl a question, she's like, "Oh, that's personal. It's none of your business." You are allowed as a man to say.
You can say it. I do a legit. You know, it's not nothing illegal. It's, you know, just or you could goof around like Dean does. And say, I don't know you like that. Oh, I know you're not trying to come in my house, and you know, you can turn it into a joke like that. You know, the way that Dean will take a situation like that and be like, I don't know you like that. I don't know you're not going to come over to my house and chop me up. And turns that situation into a flirt thing.
Just to defend from them, like, trying to go after my money or something?
No, it's your call. We're just saying, but be weary. What we're trying to do is we're trying to show you there's a dark side to a lot of this, and the dark side is bigger than we're giving it credit for.
It's
dark side's a lot bigger. It's a lot more serious than we take it as
right.
men.
You're going to see. If you're just
trying to fuck, I don't give a fuck. As long, but you got to remember that they're going to. So let me go back to this. If you're just trying to fuck, I got a question for you. Why do you even care if that French girl is that intellectual or not?
Well, I guess she's kind of a different. She's more of a lady.
What's making her different? Because you've only known her for a week. So I don't know how in a week you can determine all this. I'm just being real.
I mean, she's like the good girl type, you know.
You heard what we played. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how long women can. And the guy even said it. A woman can play this role up until the point you get her pregnant, dude. Or put her ring on.
Or she'll at least say she's pregnant.
Yes.
Women, this is that serious, that women can play this role. And just because she's from France, remember, what we've been talking about has been going on for centuries. This is prior to the existence of the United States. So this is a worldwide thing. So you cannot look, because by saying all this, she's different, you're semi-pedestaling her. And that's just being honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're semi-pedestaling her.
She hasn't even played on the Wrigley, the field, to you even bring her
on.
No,
she hasn't even stepped on the Little League.
She's not even on the field yet.
How does she earn that?
Well, she earns that by showing you that she's not out for your money. She's all about you.
These are things that take time to show.
Yeah, right, but that's why I say, you know what? You give her your number. And if she's really serious about you, look. See, the problem is, now we're about to do our sex show in like 20 minutes, but the problem is, these guys, a lot of these human males think that women don't like to fuck. I don't know why y'all think that, but this is one of the greatest resources that is on your planet. These women love dick. They love the fuck. And don't think that they don't have enough balls to, remember when we played last week on the friend zone? What did you see? You saw women going after the men. I like him. I'm interested in him. I'm a fake
and
dick.
What was the line, Dean? She said, "I need to hurry up and get this because
I need to
have sex with him."
I need to hurry up. Wait, she said,
"If I don't have sex with him, I'll never have a chance."
She said, "I need to hurry up and get with this guy because if it keeps going, if we keep hanging out together, he's going to be like a brother to me, and I can't sleep with my brother." That is what. Listen to me. Women are sex. This is why I'm starting my erotic poetry site. If y'all want to know, I'll send you the link or you'll hear it later on that I'm going to start to break down sex to you guys. Because you don't understand that they want to fuck. So my thing is, if you give her your card and say, "Call me," that's the first test. Because if she really is into you, regardless of what your job is, and she really wants to talk to you, a motherfucking woman will move heaven and earth to get in touch with you.
I think she's not necessarily going to call you. She might send you a text.
She might send you a text or
fine.
A smoke signal or something to say.
And it might just be like, "Hi."
Yeah, hi. How you doing? That's it. And then it's on. Look. I'm not saying she
that's
has to
good
call.
Enough.
I'm not saying she has to call you and spew and say, "I want to be with you." In it. No, I told you about the handkerchief back in the 1800s. What did I tell you? The women would drop a handkerchief, not because women had fucking morals and shit back then, but they would drop a handkerchief. The reason they drop a handkerchief near a man, because they know if they drop it near someone they're interested in, he's going to pick the anchor handkerchief up and they're going to start courting. That's how it works. We're not trying to reinvent the fucking wheel here. Give her your fucking number because you have. See, the thing that worries me is that you feel like you have value. I think you value yourself, but you go into a club, you talk to her, you sit there and talk to her for 30 minutes. It's a little odd to me, but you got a kiss. That's fine. But the problem is, if you got that kiss, then why didn't you give her your number then? Because if she kissed you, there's no reason for you to take her number then. She called me.
And hopefully
well, I
all
the
guys
the before the kiss. I got her number before the kiss.
But okay, this is okay. Let me stress this point. We are not the end all website. We simply ask the guys that want to be a part of this site. The three guys that want to be a part of this site, I'll say three of you that want to be a part of this site. We ask that you guys follow the fucking playbook. That's it. It's simple. Because when you
I thought you guys said like after you do the 5 women a day and you hand out your cards and everything. And then you get to a point where, like, you stop caring about women.
But
No. Here's what we said. We said when you get to that point of your alpha level.
Alpha.
To where everything about you is alpha.
Everything. Well, you don't give a fuck.
Then it's okay. And even when we say that, for example, I still, 9 times out of 10, hand out my business card.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
You see what I'm saying? I still do that about 9 times out of 10. It's very rare that I take a girl's number. We're saying it's okay. And it's because of the same things. If she is really cut out for your roster, she's going to make that move.
Absolutely. Right? Oh, yeah,
you are the team. You are the major leagues. Don't people work to get to the major leagues? Or do people in the major leagues work to get those people? People work their way up so the major leagues will be interested in them.
Okay.
She's gotta make you interested in her.
Yeah.
She's gonna make the major leagues interested.
And
the one way you do it is by she wants to come to the team. She wants to come visit.
There's something so great about your team that she cannot wait to get on that team. She will bend over, fight, kill, steal, do whatever she needs to do as a woman, not a man. She will do that. But the problem is, when you mix engineer, you mix giving your number, that's a concoction of, like I told you before. Now, again, you're a great student, and you would never defend me. You would never defend another man. I get that about you. But the problem is when you mix the engineer and you mix giving her, getting her. Now, wait a second. You got her number. How many times have you called her now? Be honest. How many times you called her? Because I only got a few more minutes. How many times have you called her?
I've been texting with her.
You've been texting with her.
Okay. Just all of it, yeah, text.
Okay, wait.
It's been like I've been making it like pretty sexual.
Okay, but stop. You've been texting, but here's my question. How many days has it been that you've been texting back and forth?
I did it like one night and then tonight, so like two nights.
Two nights. Why the fuck hasn't she called you yet?
Because we've been texting.
Okay. All right. Come here.
I know.
I got you, dog. I'm not listening. Please understand. I'm not mad at you. Yeah.
You're sexting.
You're sexting. But that's even worse. Because if you're sexting and you're doing it correctly, she's going to want to get on the phone and start playing with her motherfucking pussy while you're talking that shit to her.
I'm not on that
level yet. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Either that, or she'd be over
right.
there.
She's gonna.
You see what I'm saying?
See, you're like, saying
so if you've been if your sexing game is where it is, that pussy, you'd already been beating that pussy up.
You're saying you're not on that level. You're saying you're not on that level yet, but you're saying you're on a level where you can hand your number out. Did you see what I'm saying? You see what the problem is right there?
Let's get back on track. Is what we're trying to help you.
Yeah,
do.
I just want you
to get you back on track.
Yeah, I just want you back.
I just want you back on track.
Don't think
the dean is not about to blow you up.
No, listen.
He's trying to steer you back on track.
See, what you have to understand is what you have to understand about us. And I really thought about this, and I do want to say this, even with oh shit. Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Okay, I'll be on the show in 5 minutes.
Okay, I guess. Okay. Anyway, so okay, shit. I got to get ready for the sex show. Okay. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, real quick. What I'm saying is that I do want to say this. I do want to say this. It was Martin Luther King Day. I know. And 510. I'm a call you, and hopefully I can do a show with you and Rhyme later on tonight, because I want to talk to you still, and we are concerned, but I want to hit something real quick. I just want to say this real quick, and I want to be the first one to say this. I was thinking about Martin Luther King, last night, and I really, you know what, Martin Luther King, as a man, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't probably have this opportunity that I have right now to be able to talk to you guys and help you out. And with that being said, you know what, I told Jay this, and I talked to Rhyme about this, and you know what, I'm thankful for Jay, I'm thankful for Rhyme. I'm thankful for Flash. I'm thankful for Dion. I'm thankful for all the black men that have stood beside me and worked with me. I'm thankful for all of you guys. And Jay has never heard this, and I'm not trying to get all simpy and shit, but I'm just keeping things 100. But one thing I do want to apologize to all of my three listeners, all three of you that's out there, two that's listening to me, or the one. I think I got one listener, I was told. I just want to say this. I have done something bad. I have done just as bad as what King was not preaching about. For the last year or so, I have been fighting with three black men who have been doing the same thing I'm doing. And King did not get killed and bust his ass so that I can sit there and take it in vain. You know what I mean? So what I want to say from this point on, I am not going to ridicule or discuss any of those individuals ever, ever again, because it's got to stop somewhere, sometime. Black people have to not, we don't have to get along. Jay, why the fuck are you laughing?
Because I know exactly what you're talking about. So, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing. I know exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
I've been around for all.
Right, he's been around. So what I'm saying is, Jay, shut the fuck up. What I'm saying is to all the guys that's listening, again, I was part of the problem, but I'm going to be part of the solution. Remember, there's no problems, there's solutions. So from this point on, I have nothing to say about those three gentlemen. They do what they want. My concern, like 510, just hearing this young man and Tim calling in today and being able to talk to us, Guys, I'm going to help you. I promise you, you two, three guys that are listening to me, I'm going to help you. And I've got a new website that I'm going to talk about on the new show that's coming up in 10 minutes, our sex show. I'll put out the new website. It's an erotic poetry website. I'm going to teach you guys sex. I'm going to teach you the absolutely free, because you got to understand, there's guys that are doing the Alpha Syndicate stuff, but they're guys who are in relationships and guys have women like you, 510. And I want to get you more in the aspects and stuff like that. But anyway, I just want to say to those people out there, I'm not going to fucking apologize. I'm going to say I'm going to stop. Okay. I'm going to stop because Martin Luther King did not die and get blown, getting fucking watered down and bit by fucking dogs for me to sit down and knock another black man who's trying to do the same thing. It is very unprofessional. I will be the first to say that. This will be the last time I say that. And I'm not apologizing to nobody, but I am apologizing to you two or three guys out there that are listening to me.
That's two or three faithful.
By two or three faithful guys. I love you guys and I appreciate you. But one thing I have to ask you, do not ever, ever, ever defend me. Okay? That is not your job. You two or three guys, listen to me. Don't ever, if somebody's talking bad about me, that's fine. If somebody has a problem with me, that's fine. Do not ever defend me. Okay? That is not your job. Your job is not to defend me. I'm trying to make you a man. You can hear what they got to say. That's fine. But there's no reason to defend me. I am a grown goddamn man and I can handle my own shit. Hell, I got kids, goddamn it. I can handle my own shit. So please understand that. But again, I just wanted to say that. I want to put that out there because you know what? It's sad to see what's happening with black people today. And I don't want to be a part of that. I'm not saying black people. I'm saying niggas. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying niggas. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying I don't want to be a part of that. And again, I was a part of that and I'm stopping it right now. So please, guys, let's learn. I'm dedicating to you. If you want to learn, you're more than welcome. But if you don't, please leave. You have every right to. We're not a cult here. Okay. But I will tell you this, and Jay will tell you, if you're going to mix our shit up, it's not going to work. And that's all I got to say. Hey, do what you want. But 510, we're going to fix you, big dog. I promise you. 510, what I want you to start doing, I want you to start hitting that new website. Hit me up. I'll give you the link or whatever, because I got to do the show in a few minutes. So I got a new erotic poetry website where I'm starting to talk about sex and the mental aspects of sex.
Is it up already?
Yeah, it's up and running. I just haven't told anybody. Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll talk about it on the other side. But I just want to say I got to apologize to Jay, and I don't really fucking apologize to that knucklehead motherfucker. But again, I ain't wasting time. You know, Jay don't give a fuck. I know Jay don't give a fuck. But like I say, I've wasted your time with a lot of bullshit, and I'm gonna stop it. I gotta stop it.
No, it's not. It's not even that, because you know, like basically, the only thing whenever you present me with a situation, I try to figure out a more productive way to even get it done.
Absolutely.
That's all I try to do.
Absolutely.
Try to figure out a more productive way. Absolutely. To do it. Not necessarily any of that other stuff.
Absolutely. Like,
and I feel that we do all we can do when we offer them the floor, and if they refuse, then there's nothing more we can do.
Absolutely. So you know, guys,
and that's all we do.
I just want to say that we have nothing but love for you. But if you're ready to start learning about the mental aspects of sex, you want to get start writing and get more creative with your text messages and your Facebook messages and your email messages, it's time to take you over to the next level. The Alpha Syndicate is there. We're going to do the Alpha Syndicate shows like we're doing now. But I'm going to start focusing my time and energy and effort on getting you guys sexual and being more sexual towards women. Because it's all about fucking guys. All about
510, I don't want you to think, I don't mean to cut you off. Want you to think that we were coming down here. We were just trying to open your eyes to different perspectives. All right?
Yeah,
so we're not saying you're not progressing. We're just trying to tell you these are things that it doesn't sound like you're being very careful on.
Yeah, and
that's
know,
all we can do.
Yeah, and you know we're about tough love anyway, big dog. You know we got to be hard on you a little bit, but we got
to. I don't even feel we're being hard.
Yeah, we're not.
Don't want you to think that I'm not saying you weren't. You're not. You're doing everything wrong.
Right.
I don't want you to sit there and think I'm saying you're failing. Okay. I'm not saying you're failing.
All right, so let me go ahead. Yeah, so anyway, we got 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, we'll start the sex show. I'll be on there. But, Jay, thank you, man. Appreciate you as always.
No problem.
We'll see you next week. But anyway, yeah, guys, hey, it's. I just want, for all you black men out there, please, let's celebrate King, and let's just do something productive.
Hey, he was for everybody, not just black men.
Not just black men, for everybody. Everybody just be fucking productive, and that's our job. But anyway, if y'all ready to learn some erotic poetry, sex, and all that other stuff, we're going to have a good time, because I'm gonna start talking. I'm going to give some secrets, tips, boot camps, all that shit, absolutely fucking free for you guys out there. Okay, that's you have. I'm not charging for this shit. Absolutely free. Why? Because being sexual should be free anyway. So you shouldn't have to pay to be sexual. Goddamn it. Anyway, so Jay, you can go ahead and roll. Everybody out there listening, I thank you all. 510. Thank you, man. And I'm gonna get in touch with you. We're gonna help you out. Okay, big dog.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. So I'll talk to you later. I gotta jump off this in this episode to start my new one. All right, Jay, I'll get back with you, big dog, okay?
All right, yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. All right.
No problem, dog.
All right. Peace. All right.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right, there you go. Now that's closed. Let me open up the next thing. Shit, I gotta get on this other show. Fuck. I'm running late. What's that?
Your show is scheduled to start in 3 minutes, 32 seconds.
Call right now. All right. Okay, are you there? Uh-huh. Yeah, 347. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm calling you right now.
3 minutes until showtime.
All right, man. Jesus Christ, boy. I'm cutting it close. Shit. Hold on. I'm cutting it real close. Jesus, I'm sorry, man. I got caught up. Let me see. Five. Oh, shit. Fuck.
2 minutes until showtime. Your show is scheduled to start in 1 minute, 52 seconds. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Close. I'm sorry. I was cutting it close. I apologize. I'm here.
I'm sorry. I was cutting it close. I apologize. I'm here. Okay. That's you, right?
Yes, me.